Welcome to The Economy and You, a five-minute look at how developments in the local economy and financial field impact your day-to-day life. On today's program, we examine the coming implementation of the Electronic Government Procurement System, EGP, and its expected impact on local suppliers of goods and services. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned to learn more. The government, through its numerous ministries, departments, and agencies, is the largest purchaser of goods and services from Jamaica's private sector. The government purchases these services through a process called public procurement. Whenever the government needs goods or services, it issues an advertisement inviting private companies or organizations to submit bids, outlining how they will provide the goods or services and how much it will cost to do so. After the bids are reviewed, the organization with the most appropriate bid will be selected. However, many suppliers consider the procurement process to be lengthy, tedious, and complicated, and therefore opt not to enter bids, even in cases where they could be the most suitable candidate. In response to this situation, the Ministry of Finance, which oversees the procurement process, will be introducing a new electronic system called the Electronic Government Procurement System, EGP. This system is geared towards streamlining the public procurement process and making it easier for private sector companies to participate. Among the benefits to suppliers of goods and services is that the system will now be fully automated, eliminating the need to travel to several locations to obtain or submit documents related to the bidding process. Potential suppliers can also contact procurement officials electronically for clarifications on any stage of the process they find difficult.
Key benefits include submission of bids electronically, so suppliers in particular will no longer have to drive up to your offices to deliver their bids. There's going to be electronic opening of bids, and of course, being an internet-based system, it facilitates all the electronic collaboration that we want in terms of clarifications.
EGP Project Manager John Thompson. Even more beneficial is the fact that the electronic system will automatically alert suppliers when a new procurement opportunity is available.
Now, how this really works is when a supplier registers on the EGP system, they will indicate their area of interest. And once there is a notice published in that particular area, they will receive automatic notification by email. So of course, there will no longer be the need for suppliers to be paying close attention to the newspaper to be aware of opportunities.
Mr. Thompson says implementation of the EGP system is scheduled to get started next month and will begin with a pilot.
We will in fact be going live with the system next month, July. This has been a pretty tight timeline. Of course, we expect the law to be in place by July 1 because that is what will in fact sanction the new electronic procurement system. We will be piloting the system initially for 6 months. By the end of December, we hope that we will have ironed out all the kinks and we will be ready for full deployment commencing in 2016.
EGP Project Manager John Thompson. The EGP system is expected to help level the playing field for all suppliers, helping them to take advantage of government procurement opportunities. For more information on the rollout of the system, contact the Procurement and Asset Policy Unit in the Ministry of Finance at 926-8600. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of The Economy and You.
More than 400 Jamaicans in the diaspora, including 100 investors, will converge on the Montego Bay Convention Center from June 13 to 18 for the 6th Biennial Diaspora Conference. Jamaica and the Diaspora, linking for growth and prosperity.
I am good enough.
I am brave enough.
I am strong enough.
I have had enough.
You've had enough. Report cases of suspected child abuse at the Office of the Children's Registry now. You are strong enough. You are brave enough. You are smart enough. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.